Coming up on TMS. Where's my tab? Here it is. Buckingham Shooting Gallery.
What this guy won't do for his troop.
Germans give funny advice.
Yeah. He sprayed me on the food aisle.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the PM edition of the show. We're starting about a half hour later than usual.
We are 28 minutes, if you know, we're being precise.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have a Pokemon podcast in like an hour, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah, so we can't messing about. We can't be screwing around.
Heaven knows that this Pokemon information is timely and requires dissemination at the quickest opportunity.
Right. It arrives precisely when it means to. And listen, I don't
super effective.
I don't know about you, but it's like 14 degrees outside, and boy, can I not wait to go outside and do some Pokemon hunting in the cold.
Hey, come on! Right now, the Gen 2 babies are around. You can get a Pichu.
How do you get those? Togepi. Do you just catch them, or do you hatch them?
No, you hatch them out of eggs. There are 7 new babies.
Oh.
Babies.
And that's the best you can do. You can't do it any other way, right?
Like you can't get them any other way except. Go get some eggs from a Pokestop, hatch them eggs, and maybe you'll find a baby in there. I've got 5 of the 7 so far.
It's not bad. Well done.
Yeah, I'm having some good luck with those. Actually, one of my co-hosts, who's the hardcore Pokemon Go player, has 0.
It just goes to show, you don't always have to be the first guy in the room to get the baby Pichu.
It's totally true.
Check this
totally
out.
Totally true.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Why, this entire news segment is brought to you by the TMS Film Festival. The January one, the first of 2017, is already underway. And people have a chance this month to do something rad, and they can do it by the 29th. And Brian, remind them the topic.
The topic is playing with time. You have a weird time machine device in your house somewhere. Maybe it's your weird coat hanger or that light switch that you flick up and down every time you go by, but it never seems to do anything.
All right.
Well, that's a time machine device, and I want you to show us what it does. What it affects? Does it slow down time with your slow motion? Your slow-mo camera, your slow-mo video on your phone, or does it speed things up with your time lapse? I want to know.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I want to see what you people do with it. So make it and have it, and that's the 29th is the latest you can do it. frogpants.com/TMSFilmFest to submit, and the winner gets a big prize package.
That's right, a bunch of good stuff from us.
Yeah, we don't know what it is
more
yet.
TMS t-shirts now to give away, and I'm throwing in a fidget revolution because we're going to get a bunch of those pretty soon too. So
nice. I didn't know we got
cool
new t-shirts.
Stuff we talk about.
New t-shirts are good. We love those.
Oh, we do love those.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as we have a size that fits.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point, Brian. Well, let's dive in this evening.
Sure.
And later we'll have apps. We have your questions from Twitter and all that. So stay tuned for all that. First up, though, some breaking news. Queen Elizabeth. She's still with us, you know, the queen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who do we talk about when she goes? Who's the big royalty we care about then? Is it her sons? What do we care about? Not her sons.
Yeah, I mean, who gets the throne if something happens to Queen Elizabeth? Does Prince William? No. I think one of the grandsons takes the throne.
Do you know which one? Is that the one, the party Vegas redhead one, or the one that's more normal and bald now?
The one with the dire wolf.
Oh. Great. So all of the Stark boys.
Oh, it is Prince Charles really does? Okay, I didn't think Prince Charles would. I thought he was somehow like skipped a generation or something.
I did too. I thought it was some kind of weird deal where he couldn't do it. Or he didn't qualify for some reason. Why do I think that?
That's right. So Prince Charles would get the throne if something happens to Queen Elizabeth or if she gives up the throne. However, he could abdicate, and then if he does, then yeah, Prince William does get the throne.
And he's the bald one with the pretty wife, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
The party animal redhead one.
Kate. Kate Middleton.
Middleton, there you go.
Yes.
And then the other one is
with her hot sister.
Pippa Middleton. And what's the other kid's name? The other prince boy?
George.
Harry. Harry.
Oh, Harry. I'm sorry. George is Kate and William's son.
Oh, right. They have a kid. Right.
Henry isn't. Yes.
Now, one of these days, one of those kids is just end up with like a fifth eye, right? Because they're all going to be, they're all weirded out because of all the genetic mixing. Something like that's going to happen.
Oh, come on now.
Well, I don't know. Isn't that happening over there? I thought they had like, you have to try to keep it in the family, right? You got to keep your...
bloodlines, you got to keep...
Yeah.
I think we're okay. I think, you know, Kate brought some new genes into the pool.
Well, good. All right. I don't know how it's gone in the past. I just think those things will start to show up. Like, oh, we've Prince Leonard has
Diana
tail.
Diana brought some new genes into the pool,
yeah,
right?
That's true. Yeah. That's right. What was that ding? That sounded lovely. Did I hear a ding?
Oh, you heard a ding? I didn't hear a ding.
No, I heard a ding. Maybe it's here somewhere.
Maybe.
My phone made that noise.
Maybe it's that Lantronics device that's on the table behind you.
This one? I need to give this thing away. Get a part of another package.
Nobody... I think you don't tell anybody we're giving it away. You just slip it into their package.
Yeah. Sorry, Gary from Lantronics. Thanks for your package.
Yes.
So it's one of the perks if you're the leading monarch lady, mm-hmm. that you get to have guards watching you at all times, right?
That's right. With their red uniforms and their fuzzy hats. Mm-hmm.
I assume they all walk around in that all day, right?
They have to, sure. And they can't be distracted by the local or the tourists. Not the locals.
The locals.
The locals are the monarchy. The tourists, like, you know, they can't be messed with.
Right, but if you're a, do you think they have any guys in just like a suit and a little earpiece going, go, 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 the queen is out of the
Secret Service?
Yeah, like that kind of guy, that just so that they're not so pointed out and easy to spot.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's the way to do it, right? Oh, there was a ding. Did you hear that ding?
I heard that ding. What was that ding?
Sorry, that was my iPad. I have it open because I've got an app I want to talk about, but I'm turning it off. I can always turn it back on.
All right, no worries.
I have the means.
You have the means and ways.
But that would be the way to do it, right? You have the... It's like, everybody look at this hand here. These are the guards you know with the fuzzy hats and the red uniforms. And, mm-hmm. What's this guy over here swooping in with a,
mm-hmm.
talking into his into his wrist?
Wasn't that a problem, mate? But, okay, so I'm just thinking maybe they learned from the 1776 business with us where they were so obvious on the field in their big red straight line suit wearing weirdos.
Sure.
And we were all hiding in the bushes doing guerrilla warfare. You'd think that in this case they'd have that for tourists, but they would actually have people protecting the queen that blended in, you know?
I'm wondering if they have those for the prime minister. Like the prime minister might have the more traditional, the prime minister may have the more modern looking Secret Service line of defense.
Mm-hmm. The PM.
The PM. And then the queen has the more traditional looking.
That might, that could be, that would make sense. Cause she's the monarchy is it's just a puppety thing. It's not real anymore, right? It doesn't really have the power.
You need to watch The Crown if you don't think that, Liz doesn't have any power.
That's true. Liz too. And in The Queen, she has, of course, absolutely there's something there, right? But it's not the same as like, off with their heads. It doesn't really work that way.
Right, anymore. No.
As far as we know.
As far as we know, this is true.
Well, this whole thing backfired on her. When she decided to take a late night walk around the palace grounds and got really close to getting shot. From time to time, Her Majesty is said to struggle to sleep. During a spell of insomnia, the 90-year-old will occasionally put on her coat and go for a short stroll, according to an ex-guardsman. Probably told The Guardian that story. late one night, he was patrolling inside the perimeter of the palace walls when he spotted a figure in the darkness. Thinking that he caught a potentially dangerous intruder sneaking up on the royal residence at 3 a.m., he shouted, "Who's that?" I would have said, "Who goes there?"
Who's that?
who's that in the dark? But to his surprise, it was the queen. Bloody hell, Your Majesty. I nearly shot you, he was reported
bloody
to have
hell,
said.
Your Majesty. I nearly shot you. I just want this to be like, the transporter dude. I want this to be Strahan.
Statham.
Statham.
Yeah.
Strahan.
I like Strahan. You always say Strahan when you mean Statham. I like that.
I do. I say Strahan.
It's the other guy, right? It's the other guy who says, oh, no, it's Jason Bourne again or whatever he says all the time.
Right. That's
the
and
man.
And then there's Stratheran.
Stratheran.
Stratheran from Good Night and Good Luck. Another
yep.
guy.
Yep.
That's really good.
And then there's Strahan Luke. Nope, that's not it. Cool Hand Luke. That does think of.
Cool Hand Luke. Yes. Statham.
Nobody.
Hi, Queen.
Yeah, quite. Hey, oi.
Oh, no, you shot ya.
You. It's like all the like Lock, Stock, and Barrel guys.
Exactly,
all those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do the Brad Pitt snatch.
Yeah.
Bloody
hell. No, shot ya.
I'm proud of you, son.
Yeah, actually, it's just like the apes, the gorilla family in Sing is just like this.
They're, oh, really?
Yeah, okay. They're basically like English mobsters. And right. the son just wants to sing, but the dad wants him to join the gang. It's pretty great.
Nice.
It's pretty great. Nice. Anyway, as she says, that's quite all right. Next time I'll ring through beforehand so you don't have to shoot me. what a lovely woman. All right.
It just seems like she should know better than to just kind of go wandering outside. I know they have a huge fence around Buckingham Palace.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine that she can walk out of that building at any time of day, 24 hours a day, that she can't sneak out of there at 3 a.m. without somebody being aware of it and kind of saying, Queen is heading down the stairs, going to the kitchen. Nope, nope, not the kitchen. Going to the
goose has left the nest. I repeat, the goose has left the nest.
Nope. Oh, taking the secret passage to the kitchen. Watch out. She's picking up a candlestick.
Oh no. Her underground tunnel to the Pope. She's in there now. Go, go, go.
That's right.
Another story here. This is from Texas. A scout leader. It's like a scout master, I guess.
Sure.
Ate 23 ghost peppers to raise money for his troop.
Aww. Ooh.
Butt Jolokka, or whatever, also known as the ghost pepper. I'm sure I'm not saying that right. The Butt Jolokka. The Bahut.
Jolokka, yeah.
Would you say Bahut? Bahut?
Butt Jolokka.
Butt.
Which means butt faucet. That's what the translation is.
That's the net effect.
That's right, exactly.
Also known as the ghost pepper, has been considered one of the hottest foods in the world. No, we don't mean like trendy. But that didn't...
Well, that too.
It's one of the hottest foods right now. But that doesn't stop Texas scout leader from scarfing down nearly 24 of them. Johnny, Assistant Scoutmaster of Troop 137 in Fredericksburg, Texas, may have drawn the short straw when he ate 23. Yes, that's right. 23 ghost peppers. The good news is it was all for a good cause. The bad news is he got incredibly sick afterwards. Well, of course he freaking did.
Mm.
Your body doesn't want this in there.
Jeez. What's your tolerance for heat? Like, do you, when you go to a Thai restaurant, do you get the single pepper, the double pepper, or the triple pepper on the menu, like the little icons?
That's a really good question. So over the Cup Pop over here, the Korean place I always tell you about, they have a scale of 0 to 10.
Okay.
And anything past 4 is pretty hot. Now, my tolerance for intake is at a 7 or 8. I'm okay there.
Oh, wow.
Okay. My tolerance for export, if that's an okay way to say it, is like a 4. So I have to be careful there. I can't be stupid.
You can handle a 7 on the way in, but it's got to be 4 or less on the way out.
Yeah, and my body's no good at making it a 4. It has to.
Right.
If it goes in 7, it comes out 7, man.
Oh, yeah. No, that's very true. Yeah. And,
how about you?
Crazy Neighbor is a big hot and spicy food dude. And so he actually chopped up some ghost peppers that we've been kind of sprinkling in stuff like chili. When we eat dinner with him, then he'll say, all right, here's some, you know, he pulls out a little Tupperware, pulls out the gloves and the hazmat suit, pulls out a little Tupperware out of his fridge that has the ghost peppers in it.
And you've had those? How are they? Are they good for you? Or how do you do with them?
They are so freaking hot that I take like a grass-sized sliver. Like, imagine you've got a blade of grass and you chop that into about 4 or 5 pieces.
Yeah.
And then you sprinkle that over your food. That's about how much ghost pepper I've had. And it still burns like hell.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine somebody eating 23 whole ones, let alone.
Oh, it'd kill you.
It's just, you know, one whole one. For
it is literally, like, I think maybe dangerous for your well-being to eat that many.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I guess
Nicole can't. Nicole has a very low tolerance for hot food.
Spagnolo, yeah.
Friend of the show, Nicole,
Other Nicole.
No. Nicole Spagnuolo.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant a different Nicole.
Super low tolerance. So
yeah.
I don't think we're going to be going to a Mexican restaurant with him anytime soon.
So my wife, that's why they got out of Arizona, is all those damn Mexican restaurants with their peppers and the whatnot.
Right.
My wife, who got the, you know, she did the challenge there at that barbecue place where if you ate enough of those ghost pepper wings, you'd get up on the wall of fame or you'd get up on the wall of shame if you couldn't make it. And right. once, and we went in there recently. This has been years and years ago. This is like 2012 or something. We went in there recently and still to this day, the wall of fame and shame are still up. She is still the only girl on the entire wall of fame.
Really?
Only woman.
Wow.
Yep. And on the shame thing, there are tons and tons of dudes and a whole bunch of women who failed. She still has the record. However, she can't eat those kind of things anymore. Since then, she's not been able to do it.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. That was like the last straw for her, basically.
Yeah, or whatever. I mean, she got into the zone. She went for it. You couldn't even talk to her. She just stared straight ahead and ate. And you would try to, okay, me okay? And she wouldn't even say words. She would just like, she was like focused. It was really weird. And ever since then, she can't do it.
Those things is to, if they allow you to do it, is to use a fork and pull all the meat off of the wings.
Mm-hmm.
And then just don't let the meat touch your lips. Just like, I know this sounds like the the worst porn ever, but no, you just shovel those wings into your mouth, but don't let them touch your lips. Cause your lips are where where it just hangs and stays and burns.
So you open your mouth, you get a fork with some meat on it. You just kind of,
exactly. Okay. If they allow you to do that. I mean, you know, we did that at Quaker Steak and Lube and they didn't have a problem with it, but you know,
so it's like
another table might've cried foul.
What do you call that? That's called, that's like operation, but for your
it
face.
It really is. Right. Exactly. Your nose lights up as soon as it touches. Exactly.
I love that idea. All right. Well, she did it the crazy way and lips and all. They said here that they did a video of it. It's on YouTube. I'm not going to play it, but he started eating. They said, do you need milk? He shook his head no. Do you want some water? He shook his head no.
Definitely don't do water. Jeez.
Ate the entire plate of Dave's gourmet peppers. Any last words, Johnny? Someone said, and he said, I'm great. But then later he was so sick he could barely move. So
this guy sounds like the protagonist in a 50s girl group song, doesn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
Johnny ate the peppers. Johnny had to go.
We haven't seen Johnny since a long time ago.
That's right. Don't do it. Don't do it, Johnny.
Johnny. Who's named Johnny anymore? I don't know any Johnnies. Do you?
I don't know any Johnnies either now.
Johnny be good. another story here. We got walking. The Germans say you should walk like a penguin to avoid slipping on ice. This according to some German doctors who've come to this conclusion. With temperature forecast to plummet in Germany over the next few days, trauma surgeons in the country are telling residents as a preventative measure how to best avoid slipping on icy pavements. And they say it's walk like penguins.
Oh my God, I want to see some video of people actually doing this.
The father penguin takes care of the baby penguin.
The Germans walk out of their rooms into the freezing day. That was the last time, time I saw Hans.
It's the last time I saw Dietrich.
I'd like to tell you that Dietrich didn't slip on the ice.
I'd like to tell you that, but I can't. He walked through 4 miles of slippery ice and came out uninjured on the other side.
On the other side.
An attached drawing explains, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it just says if you waddle like that, that's why you don't see penguins slip. So they recommend it.
Hmm.
So there's a little PSA for
penguins. Penguins also have extremely short legs, which, you know, you can't really recreate that unless you like squat down. And I don't think you're going to be seeing people squatting down to walk on the ice.
Well, the argument is that you would hold your legs together as if they were, your body was much longer and your legs weren't shorter.
I get it. Body weight is split evenly, almost evenly over both legs. So yeah, you're just taking little teeny tiny steps.
Yeah, just little waddle steps. And I think the theory is that...
Walking like Ruth Buzzy on Latin. She's that old lady character.
Ooh, that's a good reference. Ask your parents, kids. That's an old one.
Your grandparents. Jeez.
Grandparents. But like, and I think the theory is that penguins evolved to be this way given the tundra they live on. Like, that's why they're short and stubby like that. I don't know. Who knows? I am no expert.
Wow.
But I do know this. You should not go to Walmart and spray people with sperm.
Oh, no, you pretty much shouldn't. Yeah.
Pretty much. A man has
Clarice.
Been...
As a, you as, walked by aisle 5, didn't you?
I wouldn't walk past the guy next to me. That part of that movie still gives me the willies.
That's if we ever do Silence of the Lambs for FilmSec, we will not have to ask you what's the part of the movie that grossed Scott out the
most. Yeah, it won't. It's easy.
It's clear. Yeah.
Yeah, I already know.
There's a lot of disgusting parts of that movie, but clearly that is the worst one.
By far. I would rather watch him in the third movie eat Ray Liotta's brain for another hour than I would.
While Ray Liotta's licking around. Yeah.
Yeah, going
feeding him his brain. Spoiler.
Oh, yes, right. He fed him his brain. Mm-hmm. That movie's weird.
It is weird, yeah.
Anyway, police say the Wood County, Virginia man, West Virginia man, is charged after he admitted he took a syringe containing his sperm. I hate even saying the words. And sprayed a woman at Walmart. Timothy Daniel Blake, age 28, of Mineral Wells, is charged with pandering obscenity. I'd never heard that before.
No, that's a new one. Pandering obscenity.
A pandering obscenity. After a December 28th incident at the Walmart in Marietta, according to a complaint filed in the Marietta Municipal Court, police say an officer met with Walmart. Female employee said he believed a man had sprayed her on the back of her right leg. She said before the incident happened, she saw the man wandering around aimlessly and his presence made her uncomfortable. After she realized there was a substance on her leg, the woman said she saw the man at the end of the aisle watching her.
That's just foul.
This was in Ohio, and the guy looks like Steve Hammaker. I'm just saying there's something.
Don't say that.
Steve lives in Ohio.
He just had a birthday, by the way.
Like,
January
1st,
I think, is Steve Hammaker's birthday.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Oh, look at that guy. Yeah.
He looks a little like Steve. Just a little. I'm not saying it's him. Just saying. I'm not showing it, chat room. On December 30th, police said the suspect's wife or suspect's vehicle was found in the parking lot of Crooked Run Lane. Yeah, that's right. That's an appropriate name.
Of course it is.
They said the officer said he admitted to the fetish. The complainant said. Police said Blake told him. Oh, I can't read this part.
No.
Let's just say the process took place at the Walmart, and he did the deed. Look.
You may also not want to borrow the bathroom key from that Walmart either.
Yeah, remind me next time I'm in Marietta. I'm gonna be very careful. That's your evening news, and I enjoyed it. But if you enjoyed that, you might like the music that will separate it from our app time and Twitter questions. Brian brought it. What is it?
Yes, this one courtesy of Heavenly Recordings. It is Duke Garwood. He is a South London blues man and a collaborator with Mark Lanegan. He's got a brand new single that is being released ahead of his new album, his sixth album, which is called Garden of Ashes. Here is Cold Blooded by Duke Garwood.
Shoot me down and find the pieces we all left behind. Let us trade a tale of wrong and good, gone bad. Gold will shine in the sun, nothing but metal in the dark. Let us make a deal, double or nothing. Double or nothing. Cold-blooded in the blaze of the sun, set the lizards free. Come on in, lonely boots will echo here. Long after we leave, trigger, the puppet will dance your tune. The story is left far behind for another to tell soon. Lonely songs will echo here long after we leave. Let us make a deal, double or nothing. Let us trade a tale of wrong and good. Double or nothing.
Dude, that was so cool.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Smoky, slow rolling blues right there.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That was really good. All right. I like that kind of music. It makes you just want to go watch that movie Justified. I keep talking about. No, the
Oh, Hell or High Water.
Yeah, it's so good.
I want to see it.
Want to see it. Brian, you got to see it. I'm going to recommend you see it.
Okay.
Should be
I'll see it.
Next thing you do is see it. Okay. How about this? Let's do this. We're going to do this. Oh, wait. Where's my phone? There it is. Whew. Almost forgot it.
App Slappy.
Let's discuss an app that we like, that we have fiddled with and played with over the last week, and tell each other why each other should get it.
Yeah.
All right. So here's mine. Okay. Let me scroll over to it. Hold on a second. Why isn't it working? I'm on the beta program. I think that made me goofing me up.
The beta. Oh, the Apple iOS beta.
Yeah, too. It's fine. I mean, are you always on the most updated thing?
Or do you you get on the Apple beta thing, it's like they just keep saying, hey, there's a new beta available. You want it?
It's sort of impossible to get off of it, right? Like you can't.
Well, yeah, I think you can go into your Apple account and say, take
it off. Okay. Well, I'm going to
think. I don't know.
I may try to do that. All right, here it is. I found it. It is, okay. Excuse me. Man, I got the burpee burps. All right, so so I've been excited about this for a while. I don't know if anyone remembers. There was a game a long time ago, and I say a long time ago, a couple of years ago, called Hill Climb Racing. And it was real basic. It's basically just a little car, and it had it was real basic art and stuff like that. But what made it really unique was you were going up and down these hills, you're hill racing, and the physics involved are really cool. So if you held down the gas, obviously that would give you more speed, but sometimes that would pop wheelies you didn't want. So if you hit the brake, even while in midair, that would create kind of a tilt. So it was this great kind of physics-based racing game. And as rudimentary as it was graphically and you know, simplicity generally speaking, it was a real treat to play that game. It was lots of fun.
Right.
I loved it. Yeah. Played the hell out of it. There was something about the way it felt that I just couldn't get enough of. And I would compare it to things like, weirdly enough, I compare it to like Lunar Lander games where you have to land your like spaceship. It's a little bit of like rally racing in there. It's
you gotta get just the right amount of gas so that you don't crash.
Yeah, it's
stuff.
Like this fine tuning kind of thing. It's almost like in a science fiction movie where they just perfectly dock the ship that's coming in to the space station or whatever, and he has to like
Riker does it without autopilot.
That's true, he does. That guy's impressive, that Riker. So it's that kind of feeling, that's that kind of mechanic that I really glom onto. For whatever reason, it's always appealed to me, and this is something I was looking forward to seeing in other games. And there have been other games that have come along, and then some of them are racing, some are other types, and they to some degree match the kind of feeling, but for whatever reason, this just felt really good to me. So along comes Hill Climb Racer 2. And I thought, ooh, that's a sequel to a game I already liked. I'm going to get into that thing and waste some time in there. And so I did. Picked it up. Played it. Played a ton of it. And it is pretty awesome. However, like often happens, so three things happened. Huge graphical upgrade. Looks really nice. I like the way the tracks are kind of pseudo 3D. The physics, again, feel great. Like, all the stuff you wanted it to do, it does those things. backgrounds are nice, all that stuff. So it added that. It added competitive multiplayer, which is really well done. It feels like I'm racing other people in really meaningful ways, and I'm upgrading my car.
Is it like a ghost, like you're playing multiplayer against somebody's ghost?
So it's not... that's a good question. I think it must be ghosts, but it's ghosts from the same map. So you have... It's like four of you. You're one of four, all racing on the same map. And it feels very competitive and very like this is happening right now, even though I think it's ghost data. And in my mind, that's okay because you're still competing against somebody's best time, but mm-hmm. you're just doing it in a weird, delayed kind of time. So I really like that. I only have one complaint. You ready?
Yeah.
There's free-to-play shit all over this thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first one didn't really have this. This has like three kinds of currency. Well, two kinds, I should say. Here are some chests to open and unlock. And oh, guess what? The chests take 3 hours unless you want to do it quickly by paying more or clicking
speed
a thing.
Speed it up with a $1.99 purchase.
And some right. sometimes it's an ad, right? Like an ad will let you skip it for 30 seconds. Or sometimes you'll log in and you're just upgrading your car and you don't have enough gold, but one of the items like your grip or your speed or something will be unlockable and on the new level without the gold, only if you watch this ad. And I'm okay with some of that. Like, I'm okay with, like, watching an ad as being a trade-off for getting a little something. But this thing's kind of just a little bogged down by it. It's mostly not that big a deal. It can all be avoided. But I just feel bad when something like this goes that direction so hard in, right?
Yeah.
Like, I would have really liked them to see steer clear of some of that stuff a little bit. And it's not pay to win. It's none of that. It's just, I don't know. Does everything have to have a timer? Does everything have to be get more gems and we'll unlock it? Best value, $49.99.
Make money these days.
I guess so. And I should stop complaining because this is just the world we live in. But still bugs me a little bit. Anyway, I like it a lot. If you're into physics racers and it's just this 2D. I mean, really, it is a 2D game. It's in a 3D engine. But for all intents and purposes, you're on a 2D plane. So it's simple, but it feels really cool, and it feels like you have a lot of control, and all I care about is how it feels. So I'm going to recommend it. I've actually kind of gone on a tear and downloaded a few more of these to see which ones I might like as much or more. A runner-up would be Blocky Roads, which is a fully premium experience. You don't have to pay any stupid free-to-play crap, so that's kind of nice. Right. And well, also...
More blanky-blank games, man.
Yep. There's a Hot Wheels race-off game that's pretty good, but it's pretty... I mean, they're always reminding you can pay for things, so that kind of annoys me. But that one's pretty good, and it's got the Hot Wheels name, which is kind of nice. But anyway, it's been a really nice little time killer, nice little quick game here and there when I can, which is, I think, when apps are at their best. So that's my recommendation. Next week, just a little preview, I'll be reviewing an app that grows a tree while you work. If that doesn't make any sense, by gum it will next week.
Because we did talk about that on something.
We did. Oh, we mentioned it. Yeah.
Hammond.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. And I'm going to, I just need more time with it so I can give it a full shake.
Sure.
Because I'm not 100% yet on it. So we'll do that next week. But anyway, there's my game. Brian, what do you got?
Very cool. All right. So I know some things about you, Scott.
Uh-oh.
I know, for example, that you're the only time you've ever let any alcohol pass through your lips was in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you really like that new Deadmau5 album a lot.
I do. It's great.
And I know that you don't like tower defense games.
Do you somehow find all three of these things in one app?
No. That's just my lead-in. But I do know that you did like a game called Kingdom Rush for the iPad a while back. And it was a really well-done tower defense game where you had waves of, you know, your typical waves of orcs and soldiers and whatnot, and getting past your cannon, your arrows, and your whatever, right? I mean, Kingdom Rush was a fun game. If you look, if you Google that, you'll be looking at going, oh yeah, I remember that, and I loved it.
Right, I do. That is one that was okay, if I remember.
But there's been, you know, far and few between things that have been as good as that. I'm going to draw your attention to a game called Castle Creeps.
Okay. All right.
Now, it is free to play, and yes, it does have all that freemium crap in there. However, I've been playing for a couple hours today, and it doesn't have so much of that stuff that it's that it's not fun. Like, you can progress through the game, you can have a great time with the game and not have to put a single dime in there. You're not like throttled to play, you know, you can only play five times every hour or whatever. It's wide open for you to play, and yeah, you can get the extra things.
Am I still defending towers?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
It still is tower defense.
Okay.
However, the animation reminds me a lot of Kingdom Rush and Battleheart, that really cool kind of cartoony animation.
Oh,
maybe
like
it's
Battle
a little
Art,
bit
yeah.
Clash of Clansy, but you don't have a bunch of little Hulk Hogans running around. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit more engaging. I don't know what it is. You've got a hero that you can run around and destroy stuff with. Sorry, I had to blow my nose during slappy time here.
You're all good.
But you've got, you know, instead of just having all your towers, you've actually got a hero that you can say, all right, take him over there and start hacking away at these grunts because they're getting to be too much. You know, they're going to mm-hmm. be, they're overrunning this tower. There's aspects of it that have brought me back into the tower defense.
So if I was already into tower defense, this sounds like a great new game for tower defense
for
lovers.
Sure. Yeah, if you're already into it, definitely.
If I'm already kind of opposed to it, though, do you feel like, because listen, I've been through this, like with Heroes of the Storm, I hated MOBAs before Heroes of the Storm. That became a game where I went, oh, all right, I've opened my mind to these a bit more, and it became my MOBA du jour, and I really like it. But I have not always felt that way when somebody said, oh, here's a tower defense game that'll get you over your tower defense problems. Is this going to do that for me?
This might do that. I don't feel like the difference between typical tower defense games and this is as night and day as regular MOBAs and Heroes of the Storm. I don't think it's going to completely turn you around.
Okay.
But I think it's worth a try. It's a quick download. The tutorial levels are quick. You get through them super quick, which is another thing I like. I don't like a long tutorial process in a game. Just show me the basics. Let me get in there and play around with it.
Okay.
But it's a free download. Give it a shot. It is Castle Creeps, and I don't know. I think it's worth checking out.
I'm going to try it. If it's free to play, who cares? I'll just try it.
Exactly. If you hate it, that's okay. I totally understand, and I'll never recommend another tower defense game to you ever again.
Tablet or phone? Where's it best played?
Definitely tablet.
Okay.
It's beautiful, beautiful graphics, and you want them as big as possible.
Okay, that makes sense. Also, just a quick recommendation. If you like sadness generators and survival games, you can
sadness generators.
Yeah, it's not really called that, but it's called This War of Mine. It's available on iOS and Android. It is on tablets. I would recommend tablet for that also. And it's basically a survival in the apocalypse sort of story, without your traditional sort of zombies and things. It's just the world's gone to crap, and you need to survive. And I call it a sadness generator because, man, this thing gets. It can get kind of dark because you got to make decisions that mean that sick lady in the other room is just not going to make it through the night because you had to use her food for someone else who you need because his skills are required for longer survival for everybody else. Right. That's the point of the game.
We had that with The Walking Dead, the Telltale Games version of The Walking Dead, all sorts of decisions like that.
Yeah, very much like that, I would say, except it's more like this 2D flat management thing, but they do a really good job of making you feel for these people that you're having to throw under the bus. And
now there's one I want to check out along those lines called Rebuild.
Oh, Rebuild's great.
Is it?
Yeah.
You got it?
I have that. I have Rebuild 3.
Yeah, that's the one I wanna pick up.
So here's some quick history on that game. Rebuild 1 and 2 were Flash games to begin with. And they were very popular in that arena, and everybody was begging them, oh, when's this coming to mobile? When's this coming to desktop or whatever? And finally, as of 2, I want to say Rebuild 2 had a version for iOS and Android that was okay. It was a little buggy, a kind of basic, not a lot to it. But the core gameplay was really something else. Really, really good. The new one is all the gameplay, and it's awesome, right? No complaints. Mm-hmm. Gameplay is great.
Yep.
The only downside is I think the new art style is dorky.
Oh, really?
It really takes away from... Before that, it felt like this serious thing, and it felt, I don't know, it had this visceral quality to it.
Cartoonized it. Yeah, like I've noticed that, stylized the characters and
stuff. Yeah, which is, usually it's not too big of a problem, but I don't think it matches the tone of the game. That being said, totally worth playing that game. It's great.
Cool.
It's really good.
All right.
The strategy in it is very good. It reminds me of, like, if you take Civilization, and Walking Dead and made them have a game together, this would be the game.
That sounds great.
Yeah, jeez. It's a good combo. Right. So you're not wrong to wonder if that's good.
Cool.
Okay. Let's do some Twitter questions.
Sounds. What kind of noise does the bird go? What is the bird?
You can always follow me on Twitter.
Oh, where's my bird one? Oh, I moved soundboards and didn't move that. Oh, never mind. Sorry. Now we just know how Rick Perry sounds. How does Rick Perry sound?
Your new Secretary of Energy.
Yep. Is he, though? Did that finalize? I don't know how that went.
Oh, I thought it did. Did it not?
I don't know. I could have.
One of the departments he wanted to do away with, he is now the head of.
Yeah. People today are asking me if I'm upset at all that they're wanting to repeal Obamacare without a replacement. And my answer is, yeah, kind of. Like, I hate, as much as I don't, there's things I don't like about Obamacare, but a few things I do like is they quit holding me to a bunch of old, quote unquote, pre-existing conditions, so I couldn't get insurance before now.
Yeah.
Now I can actually get it. I don't love how, that my premiums are high. They were high before, but I don't like that they're high now. And, but if they take it away and that old thing comes back, I'm screwed.
Mm. Oh, yeah. The fact that they don't have something else in place as they're talking about getting rid of Obamacare is a little worrisome for sure.
It's very worrisome. I don't have a problem with somebody saying, oh, we have a better plan. Great. Present it. Let's see.
Unveil it. Yes.
Unveil it. You fought the other one tooth and nail. So let's see what you were holding out for.
Hey, I'm selling my car. I don't have another car, so I'm pretty much going to be bumming rides for you until I get a brand new one. But I expect to have a really nice one in a few months.
That's kind of what this is like.
Until then, I'm going to be bumming rides from you.
The only downside, I mean, it's exactly that scenario, except in your scenario, imagine that people will die waiting for that other car. Right. So that's a good point. Anyway, so we got your Twitter questions. These are questions you've sent us via Twitter to ask on the show, and I will ask them now. Some of these are some usual names you've seen before. Like this way, this guy, Stumpwater Jack says, let's say you made a Broadway play. What would it be about and the name of your hit song?
Okay. My Broadway play would be the life story of Stan Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and of course, the big song, the song that comes out of that, it has to be Excelsior, Excelsior, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Excelsior.
All right. I like it. There's a cool article floating around, by the way. You reminded me of it with Stan Lee, Don Rickles, and what's her name from Raising Hope?
Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman. Talking about the actors or people in media who are over 90 and still kicking it.
Oh, yes, right.
Like just still rocking it, doing new stuff all the time.
Yeah, I saw a preview for this before something, and I can't remember what it was. But yeah, I do remember seeing this.
And there's pictures of these three just grinning. And I'm going to say something I don't think is controversial. Don Rickles looks like an old wrinkled thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Stan Lee looks like Stan Lee, but 1,000 years old. And right. Cloris Leachman, still at age 90-something, very attractive woman. She is weirdly pretty for her age. Like, I'm not, really? I don't want to be an ageist. We all age, we all turn into a raisin eventually. Sure. But she looks freaking great. And she's not having work done or anything. She's just a very attractive old lady. Hmm. And I think that's awesome. So, grats to Cloris Leachman. You were the best granny that the Beverly Hillbillies movie could have had. And I like you and everything you're in.
Right.
All right. My play.
Do you have a Broadway?
Yeah, my play is called, let's see.
Explosive Tip.
That's not bad. It should be one of those, like Poo Bag. You know what? It'll be Explosive Tip, the Scott Johnson story, and the hit song will be called Poo Bag. And the entire thing will be stories that I tell in song form of these stupid things that happened to me in my life.
Perfect.
I like it.
Perfect.
Baloney Ninja says Swordfish isn't on Netflix. Are you still doing it for FilmSack? Is that true?
Oh, no. Did it get pulled?
Did it? I need to look. We need to see.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay. Because this is...
better not have, because I was so looking forward to this.
We may have to squeeze it in and rent it or something.
I do own it.
Oh, you own it?
I own it.
Oh, my gosh, dude. You own everything. Okay, Swordfish.
No, I don't.
No, it's still on Netflix. Netflix. It's still on Netflix, it says.
I don't see it. You're looking on
Here it is right here. Yeah, I went to Just Watch, and then I went to, can I not push play?
I'm on Netflix, and I'm not seeing it.
You can't push play? Now, what are we going to do?
What's our next, let me see here. Oh, bums me out, man.
That
I'm
really
looking forward to seeing that.
Me too.
Death Race 2 is next up on our list.
It's fine. We could go right to Death Race 2 if we had to. But still, damn it, Swordfish. Damn it, Netflix. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I feel sorry if Brian and Randy already watched that.
And thanks a lot, justwatch.com, for not telling us that it changed yet.
That's right. Death Race 2 is still streaming, and
all right. That does not have Statham
Luke
in it, though.
Goss, Ving Rhames, Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
Directed by Roel Reyne.
I'm in.
Roel Reyne.
Every name you gave me sounds good, except I don't know who that director is. I'm sure he's a nice guy. All right, well, so probably Death Race 2, to answer your question, Baloney Ninja.
Yeah. Dang it.
I haven't started yet, so it's probably good for me and you, but we'll do it tomorrow. If you could relive one night out, what would it be? Says Rob. Mm. One night out.
Right. So like you had a great night out. You want to relive that night?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Is it because it went bad is why we want to relive it, or relive it because it was awesome?
No, I don't think you get to do it better the second time. I think you just get to experience it.
Okay. What would yours be?
Again.
Do you have one?
Mine was an overnight. It's not going to at all surprise you that this was a Vegas night, but this
shocked.
Was one where we didn't go to bed. We just stayed up all night. It was me and Crazy Neighbor. We played craps and blackjack and went down the strip and drank and went to the carnival between Harrah's, and it was just a blast. It was a really, really good time.
All right. That sounds all right.
The sun come up.
Wow. All right. I'm going to. Did that. But when the sun comes up in Vegas, it's like it sheds light on the shit you were wallowing
it
in.
It really does. Yeah. Like a whole bunch of people, like porn slappers and stuff out on the strip, just like vaporize. They hold their hands up to block the sun. They just vaporize.
There's just ash blowing down the street.
Exactly. Turned into ash.
That's amazing. Okay. For me, it's a little silly and a little juvenile, but for me, it was the one night that I slept over at my brother-in-law's place. This is before we had kids. So it was Kim and I over there with my sister Misha and Ken. And Ken and I stayed up all night playing Street Fighter 2 on the SNES. All night for probably, I don't think we quit till about 4 a.m.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was awesome. And that was when that game was like just out and it was so good and we could not stop playing Street Fighter
2. That's cool.
Hyper
That's
fighting
really cool.
or whatever the hell it's called. Okay.
Neither of ours involved anything, you know, of a romantic nature. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Like
that night that me and my prom date stayed up all night long.
That's right. I can't think of any like that. Well, no, maybe I can't really. I'm not getting into that. I could tell you. I was going to say a thing. I'm not going to say it now. All right. Who was the biggest box office draw? Bigger, rather. Christian Bale or Matthew McConaughey? So who is the biggest box office draw between
Currently?
Those two? Yeah.
I'd say after stuff like Dallas Buyers Club and Mud, mm-hmm. I'd say McConaughey.
I'd say McConaughey just in general. I think he's heading toward a weird place, though. If this thing doesn't work out with Dark Tower, it may not work well for him. But that last thing he did, the United States of Joe or Jim or Jib Job or whatever it was.
Right.
That was a clunker, like a big piece of poop, and did not do well. And I feel like that sometimes signals that things are going a little stale. I think Christian Bale, if you're talking about just raw office box office draw, it's Matthew McConaughey right now. If it's Oscar draw, I think Christian Bale's back in the driver's seat.
Sure. Stuff like The Fighter and Spotlight. Not Spotlight. Big Short.
Big Short. Yeah, he was great in The Big Short. Jeez, he was good
really
in that.
Good. Jeez. Talking about playing a really different role for him. Jeez.
Yeah, he was a better bat. He was a better Bruce Wayne than Bruce Wayne. let's see. Jeff says, what would you rather? A world where Mad Max Fury Road is the only movie that exists, or one where Face Off, Hard Target, and The Rock exist?
So you get your choice of three movies to provide yourself a little variety, or one movie.
I'm going to say something that people are going to think is totally expected, but I really mean this. I would take Mad Max Fury Road over all three of those. And I love all three of those.
Yeah.
But I would.
I would too.
It's just a better
movie.
If
it was Armageddon, Hudson Hawk, and Swordfish, we might have a different.
Right. I mean, yeah, he's named three movies that I in particular quite like. I really like Hard Target and I really like The Rock. The Face Off, I can give or take.
Sure.
Fury Road's just that's a bigger, better, it's just a big movie. It's just the best movie. So forget it.
Con Air, Armageddon.
Still not for me. I mean, if you said, you know, Rain Man and Patton and
Pulp Fiction and Empire Strikes Back.
Can I trade Pulp Fiction for something else? Can I put in like...
Oh, you didn't like Pulp Fiction?
Oh, no, I like it. Seven. I just don't want to see it. I can only watch that.
You
like,
watch Seven again. It's one of the
see, these are the movies I can't watch very often. Like, I can't watch Pulp Fiction very often. Because it just, I don't know, it's just, it leaves you a little raw, you know?
So, Silverado
starred Star Wars 2 or Star Wars 5. And what was the third one?
Shawshank.
Okay, now that's a different argument. That's a hard one. I think I would probably, if I was really facing that kind of future, I probably would take those three.
Yeah.
Because that's variety I can get my head behind. But Mad Max Fury Road is real close. Real freaking close to even that. Like, that's still a hard decision for me.
Right.
Wind Magus says, hypothetical situation. The MCU decides to cast Patrick Warburton as a superhero. Yeah, it's a typo. Which superhero would he play, Brian? And it can't be the Tick, because he's already the Tick.
Well, yeah, Marvel MCU hires him. So it's got to be... it's got to be a character with a sense of humor.
I'm all for this, by the way.
I'm going to throw something. I'm going to throw something in that's just kind of a stopgap while I think of something better. But what about him as the voice of Howard the Duck? I know we've kind of already gotten a voice of Howard the Duck at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, I kind of love that idea. That's not bad. That's an attitude I'd like.
Yeah,
for exactly. Howard the Duck. Okay, all right. I think you're up to some goodness there. That's pretty good. I think I would go for that.
Trapped in a world I never made.
I kind of wish if I could recast, I'd put him in as, not Thrall, what's his name? Thanos.
Mm.
He'd be a good Thanos. If you were going if you were going goofy, he'd be a good Thanos.
You can't hear that voice and not think goofy. I mean, you don't want Thanos to be goofy.
It's already kind of goofy though, right? Isn't he? Kind of. I'm Lord of the Universe and I got this stupid gauntlet I want real bad.
I'm in love with death. He is.
Yeah.
God, who would it be? Jeez.
That's a hard one.
Galactus. There we go. Done.
Your world looks a little uneven.
Warburton is Galactus.
Hey.
How about a mouthful of the earth?
This planet looks tasty. That's a typo. Yeah, you're in. That's it. The ultimate bad guy in the Marvel Universe. He would be perfect. All right. That's going to do it for those questions. We're going to get out of here
so
Brian can make his thing.
Those.
Yeah, awesome questions, you guys. Thanks so much. Before we go, though, and hit the witching hour, Brian has brought more music. He'll take us out with it now. What is it?
I have one more request for this week, if you can handle it. Jeffrey Dronenberg says, hi, Scotch and Bourbon. It's my birthday. Well, technically, my 32nd birthday is on January 6th. But there's no TMS on Fridays. If you could play this cover of House of the Rising Sun by Five Finger Death Punch anytime around Friday the 6th, I'd be tickled pink. Thanks so much for all your hard work on the show. Shake the snow globe. Signed, Jeffrey. Now, here's the thing. I keep track of the stuff that we've played in the last couple of years. And we have played this song. It was about 18 months ago or so, maybe a little bit less. Mm. Guess what? We're playing it again.
Yeah, it's totally
it's
fine.
A Five Finger Death Punch. It's such a great version of House of the Rising Sun or the Writhing Sun. happy birthday, Jeffrey Dronenberg. Hope you have a great day tomorrow. And here you go.
Two
from
things.
Their album, The Wrong Side of Heaven and The Righteous Side of Hell. I had to scroll just because it's such a stupid long name. Here's Five Finger Death Punch and House of the Rising Sun.
Two quick things. Five Finger Death Punch, the only good songs they make are covers. That's number one. Yeah. Come at me, bro. Come at me. It's fine. I don't care if you like them. I'm telling you, it's only their covers that are good. And then two, House of the Rising Sun is an excellent video game on Steam if you ever want to play a good space game. Hmm. Yeah. Just wanted to say
heard
that.
Of such a thing.
Yeah, it's really good. That's VR as well. Cool. But not on PlayStation. All right, here you go. It is House of the Rising Sun. We'll see you guys Monday. Have a fantastic weekend.
Sin City. They call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one. My mother was a tailor.
Of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
That's a good question.